The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
So there's legislation coming in to make psychological abuse within a relationship a crime. Lorraine Clifford Lee, your Fianna Fáil spokeswoman on Justice, Children and Youth Affairs. Is Fianna Fáil supporting this idea?
Yes, absolutely. And we worked quite well with colleagues across the House to strengthen this piece of legislation.
Okay, what's involved? What crime has been brought in here?
Well, I think that the main point with this legislation and the most important point is the coercive control, and it makes it an offence punishable by up to 5 years in prison, and that's psychological abuse and controlling behaviour, and that can be quite prevalent in some relationships that progress then on to serious, more serious offences like murder. So it's kind of these warning signs at the start of relationships, and it's to recognise that it's not acceptable and it's actually a serious offence.
How are you going to prove it? It strikes me absolutely that many relationships may suffer from psychological abuse and controlling behaviour, but in the case of assault, you might have physical marks which can actually be used as proof. How do you prove psychological abuse and controlling behaviour?
Well, it's an offence in the UK since 2015, and 59 people last year were found guilty of it, so you can actually prove it. And there are factors like controlling of finances, controlling of communications and job prospects. So there are a number of things like that that would indicate it.
Katrina Gleeson's with us as well from Safe Ireland. How would you define psychological abuse and controlling behaviour?
Well, I suppose coercive and controlling behaviour is really a pattern of sustained psychological, physical, emotional abuse, but it doesn't have to be physical or sexual violence as we have currently in our code. So really the best way to see this is the offence here that's created is an overall umbrella offence that captures all of the incidents that abusers use to control and cause people to live in fear and deny them their liberty.
And do we have any evidence to suggest this is a major issue in Irish relationships?
Yes, we do, Matt. One in three women in Ireland have lived or are living in a controlled and abusive relationship.
One in three?
One in three. A statistic from 2012 where there was a stratified study done across Ireland with the European Fundamental Rights Agency. And we do believe that that's actually low, because it's lower than the other disclosures across Europe. In some countries, the figure went up as far as one in two.
What about men being controlled by women?
Certainly, there isn't a fresh study on that. And I think there are men living and being controlled by women. There's also men living and being controlled by men, and women being controlled by women. So it's not a gender-neutral crime.
No, so I was thinking, and perhaps could it be that, you know, given that so often happens that men may be in a physical position for more a physically abusive relationship, that maybe there might be more women who don't feel strong enough physically who might engage in psychological abuse or controlling behaviour as a compensation.
Yeah, well, I mean, the abuse knows no boundaries. However, I think what we need to understand is we're still living in a very unequal society, and where there's potential to abuse power. So I think if you think about how women are structured and situated in society, and even within same-sex relationships where power can be abused, then that puts an extra dimension into a relationship. So the studies that we have seen have been women focused, and when you look at the typologies of violence, then you'll find that you'll have more mutual conflict dynamic in relationships. But we're talking about that type of violence that's intimate terrorism, that's actually holding somebody hostage, that's a persistent persistent attempt to instill fear and control somebody over many years.
Lorraine, I'd imagine this would be difficult enough though for Gardaí to investigate.
As Katrina said there, it's a systemic and continuous pattern. So a lot of that can be proved very easily, like I said, with the controlling of money, abuse of family pets and other things like that, that would indicate that there's abuse going on in the home.
Okay. When will this law come into place?
Well, it's passed through the Senedd now, and it's hopefully going to be in the Dáil next week, and we'll see it in the next couple of weeks, hopefully before Christmas.
And then if it's signed into law, so then immediately, is there any retrospective thing? Can anyone turn around and claim that they have been abused going back into the past?
Not our constitution. Our constitution won't allow for retrospective investigation. So I suppose, Matt, what's revolutionary about this law is it's for the first time we have a criminal code that captures the real nature of domestic violence and the serious nature of it. And what's also revolutionary is it's setting a standard in law around what's appropriate behaviour in society. So let's start, get the law across. There's huge training that's needed in terms of all of our systems response. But in the UK, they've successfully prosecuted, as Lorraine was saying. There's 28 people in prison last year. There was 57 prosecutions, and out of that, there was 115 people arrested.
And what sort of prison sentences do we know, Lorraine?
Up to 5 years in prison, Matt. But I think it's also important to mention that within this law as well, it allows a relationship to be an aggravating factor in terms of assault or rapes that occur. So
explain that to you.
It means that if a rape or an assault occurs and the parties are in a relationship, it's actually considered an aggravating factor and it can lead to heftier sentences. So I think that's very significant as well.
Because there actually, I think I was reading recently, there has been a trend where you can actually have lesser sentences in a situation
Yeah, but now, from now on, it'll be considered an aggravating factor and it'll actually increase sentences.
And Matt, just to say, in 2011, we started researching women around the country and looking at Swedish law. It was the spirit of Swedish law we wanted to bring in, and this particular law captures that. So what we're doing is we're changing our mindset in society from it's just a domestic to, oh my goodness, you did that to somebody in a sacred, intimate relationship. You broke the greatest trust. And so it's a much more serious offence. And that is also quite groundbreaking this week.
Yeah, and how do you define a relationship? I
mean, it's defined in law in terms of intimate and or committed or married, cohabiting, civil. So it's as already defined. So it's not outside of the intimate setting.
And also, barring orders will be available for people who don't necessarily live together but have been in an intimate or committed relationship.
So this is to deal with things like stalking, when a relationship breaks down and one party might stalk the other.
It's to create a safe haven in one's own home, because before you could only get a barring order if you were actually living together, but this means that people who are abusing other people can't come to that victim's house.
Okay, we leave it there. Senator Lorraine Clifford-Lee from Fianna Fáil and Catriona Gleeson from Safe Ireland, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word today.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.